With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities in Doha livid as Israel launching a strike targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar as they considered a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman.
Many of Hamas's leaders have been based in Qatar throughout the war. The attack already is having repercussions across the region. Qatar has served as a key mediator between Israel and Hamas throughout a nearly two-year war. It has angrily condemned the attack on its soil, and it's not known whether Qatar will continue in its mediation role. Israel, for the time being, is giving few additional details about the strike, but officials have confirmed that the U.S. knew about the attack ahead of time.
Trump administration's efforts to curb government spending being sharply criticized for making disaster survivors wait longer to receive aid. But as correspondent Jennifer King reports, there is a good reason for the slight delays.
A new AP analysis finds presidents took an average of less than 2 weeks to approve major disaster declarations during the 1990s and 2000s. Wait times grew to about 3 weeks during the past decade, and under President Trump, it's averaging more than a month for a request to be approved. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said President Trump is doing a more thorough review than previous administrations and making sure federal tax dollars are spent wisely to supplement state actions, not replace them. Jackson says gone are the days of rubber stamping FEMA recommendations. I'm Jennifer King.
Apple's iPhone 17 lineup is here, the tech giant unveiling four new models that mark the latest additions to its, well, let's say, marquee product. That includes the introduction of iPhone Air, which Apple says is the thinnest smartphone yet. And in years past, the new phones boast better cameras, longer-lasting batteries, and a handful of many other upgrades. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle on the way in Massachusetts.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people turning to pagan practice. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology. A May Pew Research poll finds one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. And researchers say women, younger adults, and LGBT people were especially likely to look to the stars for guidance. This is SRN News. It is a bit unusual, in fact, very rare for an athlete to undertake such a move. Basketball's biggest modern icon is now using his pen instead of a basketball to increase the sport's reach in China. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh explains.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
LeBron James has used basketball diplomacy to connect fans in the U.S. and China. The NBA star wrote an op-ed in Chinese state media emphasizing basketball as a, quote, bridge. This follows his first visit to China since 2019. The op-ed appeared in Monday's People's Daily newspaper. The Hong Kong-based South China Morning Post newspaper noted it's rare for China state media to carry the bylines of foreign sports stars. James was in China ahead of NBA preseason games in Macau next month. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.